Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Har Ghar Tiranga, celebrating the spirit of patriotism and national unity. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor.
Good evening, listeners. The Har Ghar Tiranga campaign is being celebrated nationwide from 9th to 17th August to foster a sense of patriotism among citizens, strengthen national unity, and promote India's cultural heritage. The campaign marks the fifth year of the Har Ghar Tiranga initiative, which began in the year 2022 and has since evolved into one of the country's largest public participation movements. To understand the Har Ghar Tiranga initiative and also to know what are the unique features of this initiative this year, we are fortunate to connect with Mr. Ashok Tandon, political analyst. Mr. Ashok, welcome to the discussion.
Thank you.
Mr. Ashok, as we all know that this initiative, the Har Ghar Tiranga initiative, aims to encourage citizens to hoist the national flag and participate in activities celebrating patriotism, national unity, India's cultural heritage. And as I just said, that the campaign has evolved into one of India's largest public participation movements. So in your view, how does this initiative build the spirit of patriotism in the country?
If I may recall, during the 136th episode of Mann Ki Baat on July 26, 2026, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had called upon citizens to carry forward the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with immense enthusiasm and hoist the national flag at their homes with deep act to honor the sacrifices of India's freedom fighters. But this appeal Prime Minister has been making over the years. As you very rightly said, this campaign was launched at the initiative of the Prime Minister. And in that context, this campaign has become an initiative of the Government of India under the Ministry of Culture and in collaboration with MyGov. As you also very rightly pointed out, the aim is at fostering a personal connection between citizens and the Indian national flag, that is the Tiranga. Now, this campaign basically is to encourage every citizen to bring Tiranga into their homes and proudly hoist it, transforming the relationship with the flag from the formal symbol to a heartfelt expression of national pride. As the Prime Minister also pointed out, that this day, basically in August 15, although the campaign this year will be from 9th of October, that means it is starting today and will continue till 17th of August. But let's not forget, August 15 is a day of immense national pride, and it is dedicated to remembering the countless brave hearts who laid down their lives for Bharat Mata. So the tricolor embodies the core ideals of the Indian constitution and reflects a remarkable spirit of national unity. So therefore, urging upon citizens to maintain this tradition of proudly displaying the national flag in every home and every street, I think it has become a hallmark. And it has been, you know, encouraging all individuals, irrespective of their caste, creed, sex, and region, whichever they belong to. So idea is that individuals to share their ideas and suggestions for India's Independence Day like that. So this year, there are certain unique things. And core issue again remains the same, that it will, you know, shift people's relationship with the Indian national flag from a formal constitutional connection, personal and active one. That this year campaigns is special. It has a special significance because it is bringing together the national flag and the national song, that is Vande Mataram.
Mr. Ashok, you spoke about, taking selfies and then uploading them. Typically, it's about a digital engagement element in this initiative now. So, if I may say so, that today, Har Ghar Tiranga has grown beyond a flag hoisting campaign into a nationwide celebration where we talk about community participation, there are cultural programs, there are heritage activities, and of course, immense digital engagement. Now, we like to have your view on this, that how do these aspects involve the youth of the country in the spirit of patriotism?
People participation is very important as far as any campaign is concerned. If you look at the number of campaigns initiated and launched by the Prime Minister, including cleanliness drive and all, they have to be made mass movements. And if you have to make any campaign a mass movement, there has to be widespread participation of the people. And therefore, this year particularly, this as Selfie with Ranga feature will also incorporate the lyrics and the tune of Vande Mataram. And that is one thing. And another very significant thing is that the Surya Path Tiranga, the new flagship initiative under the Har Ghar Tiranga 2026, it has been conceived as a symbol of global Tiranga relay. If I may explain, the initiative will begin at the easternmost Indian mission, witnessing sunrise and continuing westwards, with Indian mission across the world ceremonially hosting the national flag in succession, symbolizing following the path of daylight across the globe. And the initiative aims to showcase the participation of the Indian diaspora and diplomatic missions in celebrating India's independence, and gradually move along the sun path and conclude at the U.S. consulate in westernmost is San Francisco. That is something, a very unique feature which has been included this time.
So, Mr. Ashok, we'd like to know from you on the global canvas, what does the Surya Path Tiranga mean for India's international relations?
When our missions celebrated, it includes the diaspora, number one, and also the missions are in regular touch with the Indian diaspora, and that plus the diplomatically also. So the diplomatic missions, they're celebrating the Tiranga, Har Ghar Tiranga, will be sending a message across to the country where our missions are stationed, that how India is taking pride in celebrating the Har Ghar Tiranga, and that sends across a diplomatic message as well.
Mr. Ashok, this year is a year of dual celebration. We are combining hoisting the tricolor with the mass singing and history of Vande Mataram, as this year is dedicated to 150 years of the India's national song, Vande Mataram. There are initiatives like mass singing of Vande Mataram, and as you said, that the lyrics will play when the selfie is uploaded. So how do these innovative steps bring higher involvement of the general public in such initiatives?
As part of these celebrations, mass singing of Vande Mataram will be organized across the country, and to help citizens learn the correct rendition, the government has developed a 5-step online tutorial which will be available on the dedicated campaign website and the Har Ghar Tiranga portal as well. So the popular Selfie with Tiranga feature will also incorporate the lyrics and tune of Vande Mataram, while exhibitions organized under the campaign will showcase the history of the national song as well. So these are very unique features now linked with the selfie culture as well. The youth is involved. The Gen Z is involved in all these celebrations. So every Indian, any age group, they feel really involved with the celebrations, and they take pride in India's heritage as well as India's freedom struggle also. The government also observes Partition Horrors Remembrance Day on August 14 across the country. We will be commemorating this Har Ghar Tiranga as well as Vande Mataram celebration, and also the Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. Documentary screening and other commemorative programs across state and union territory on Partition Horrors Remembrance Day has also been made available on the MyGov platform. So these are various aspects of the entire Independence Day celebration.
Mr. Ashok, you just mentioned about involvement of Gen Z and the youth. We'd like to have your view, such patriotic initiatives, do they extend the meaning and relevance to the youth as far as patriotism is concerned, rather than the youth associating national spirit only with special days like the Independence Day or the Republic Day?
thing is that we have to inculcate a sense of patriotism continuously, not symbolic only on certain days. But for that, we need to, you know, involve the youth continuously. And therefore, I think these campaigns do help. Now, if we are celebrating Har Ghar Tiranga for a week or so, obviously, it will remain in the minds of the younger generation that why we are celebrating it. And I think as the Prime Minister himself has been, you know, addressing the Gen Z, that we need to explain why we celebrate these occasions. What is the significance? What exactly happened? Unfortunately, many among the younger generation, they are really don't know the sacrifices of our, you know, martyrs in attaining independence. So therefore, a continuous campaigns like campaign for cleanliness. So these campaigns need to be hammered continuously. And that is how the youth and the younger generation, they will come to know what exactly the country has gone through and why they should take all these campaigns forward for the coming generations as well. So I think this has been a very successful campaign and it has been achieving its goal and aim, I think, to a great extent. And I think that's why these campaigns need to be intensified at every level.
So, Mr. Ashok, what I make of this from this discussion is that the idea behind Har Ghar Tiranga to encourage people to bring the national flag into their homes and lives doesn't stop there. The impact is rather remarkable as far as, you know, the sense of belonging, national pride is concerned. Would you like to dwell on that?
I completely agree with you. But the thing is that, as I said, in the past so many decades, many campaigns or initiatives were launched by various governments at different levels. But unfortunately, those initiatives could not be transformed into mass campaign. If I remember correctly, when the Prime Minister launched the Swachh Bharat cleanliness drive, he invoked the spirit which was invoked by Mahatma Gandhi during the freedom struggle. So invoking Mahatma Gandhi's spirit of satyagraha or mass movement, I think it needs to be told to the younger generation also how Mahatma Gandhi fought for independence, how the satyagraha and the mass movement campaign helped mobilize the general public. So now exactly this whole thing is now being initiated in that very spirit. And I am very optimistic that the younger generation, the Gen Z, they will all understand why our forefathers and all the, you know, freedom fighters, why were they fighting the British to gain independence? And if we have attained independence, how we need to preserve it, because it is the collective responsibility of every citizen, every generation, that we need to uphold our constitution, we need to remain united. That is how we can remain independent. So all these spirits, and I think all these initiatives are going deep into the psyche of all sections of India, irrespective of caste, religion and sex, and they are proving to be very, very positive and effective.
To conclude the discussion, Mr. Ashok, we'd like to know from you, how can this spirit of nationalism and unity be translated as a collective responsibility on a daily, regular basis into, you know, the smallest of acts as far as fellow citizens are concerned?
You know, people need to understand that it is not only the government which has to solve the problems. It is collective will and spirit of all the citizens that we need to make things effective. So therefore, this initiative, as we discussed earlier, is basically aimed at encouraging citizens not only just to hoist the flag and participate in its activity, but also inculcate a sense of patriotism, national unity, and India's cultural heritage. We need to know what exactly India's heritage was for the last 5,000 years. So that's why this campaign was initiated in 2022 as part of the Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav celebration. And since it has evolved into one of country's largest public participation movement, and there is no reason why it should not become a symbol of India's unity, honor and collective national identity.
Listeners, we may be different in our languages, cultures and traditions, but beneath one Tiranga, we stand together as one nation, and Har Ghar Tiranga reaffirms this. Mr. Ashok Tandon, thank you very much for sparing your valuable time and sharing such insightful thoughts with us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Har Ghar Tiranga, celebrating the spirit of patriotism and national unity. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-094044.
Spotlight.